Shalom, everybody. Today, of course, is not the seventh day of the week. That would be Shabbat Kodesh. But I still thought it might be nice to share a quick Dvar Torah on the seventh Aliyah of Parshat Ekev. This short Aliyah has four psukim, and in it, Moshe tells Bnei Yisrael that if they follow Hashem's ways, they will easily occupy Eretz Yisrael, and no enemy will be able to stand up against them. Now, again, in this last Aliyah, the Torah tells us to do something which is seemingly impossible. The Torah says in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Bet, that Hashem promises that He will drive away our enemies if Ki'im Shamor Tishmerun et Kol HaMitzvah Hazot Asher Anochi Metzaveh Etchem La'asota Li'ahavat Hashem Elokechem La'lechet B'chol Drachav U'Ledov Kabo. The Torah says that if you carefully safeguard and keep Hashem's Torah and all the things that Hashem commands us, if you love Hashem and walk in all His ways, and if you cling to Him, L'dov Kabo, then Hashem will drive away our enemies. But this idea of clinging to Hashem, L'dov Kabo, is impossible. How can I, a finite mortal creation, cling to Hashem, an infinite immortal creator? Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, asks this very question, and he says the following based on the Gemara in Masechet Ksuvos, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Says Rashi, the command Uledov Kabo cannot mean to cling to Hashem. Rather, says Rashi, he davek betalmidim uvachachamim, umale ani alecha ki ilu nidvakta bo. Cling to students, cling to chachamim, cling to kalmidei chachamim, and it will be as if you cling to Hashem Himself. However, we have to ask a couple of questions on this pasuk and on this Gemara and on this Rashi. First of all, how is clinging to talmidei chachamim a substitute for clinging to Hashem? What exactly is the relationship? And secondly, in the last perek, in perek yud, pasuk chaf, the Torah uses very similar language, and Rashi does not say cling to talmidei chachamim. In fact, Rashi doesn't say anything on those words. The Torah there says in the last perek, et Hashem Elokecha Tira, otota avod, uvotit bak. The Torah there says uvotit bak, and Rashi doesn't say anything. And the question is, why not? Many Mefarshim ask this question on Rashi, including the Shemen Hatov, Rav Dov Zev Weinberger Shlita, a Rav in Williamsburg. This is asked in the fourth volume of the Shemen Hatov. On this parsha. It's also asked and answered by Rav Moshe Feinstein, who died in 1986, in his Drash Moshe. They both answer similarly, and I will discuss both answers together. In other words, both the Shemen HaTov and Rav Moshe. The answer can be found in the context of these two psukim. Earlier in Perek Yud, the Torah is speaking about Yira, fearing Hashem, et Hashem Elokecha Tira, oto ta'avod uvotidbak. When it comes to a drive and a yearning to achieve dveikus out of fear, connecting to Hashem through fear, through Yira, usually that means that people will do less. They prevent themselves from doing things out of fear of doing something wrong. However, our pasuk and our aliyah is discussing a person's yearning to achieve dveikus with Hashem out of love. Li ahava et Hashem Elokechem lalechet b'chol derachav uledov kabo. Love usually drives people to do more, to take upon new things, more things. Fear causes people to pull back. Love causes people to push forward. However, pushing forward through love and because of love, driven by love, has its dangers. Love causes people to do things that they normally wouldn't do. For example, Avraham saddled his own donkey before he traveled to do the Akedas Yitzchak. He didn't need to saddle his own donkey. He probably didn't even usually saddle his own donkey. He was an extremely wealthy man. But the Medrash there in Breishis Rabbah Parsha Nun Hey Piskachet says, Ahava mikalkelet et ashura. Love causes people to do things sometimes that they normally wouldn't do, sometimes not to think straight. Avram loved Hashem and wanted to do the mitzvah, so he saddled his own donkey. So when it comes to dveikus that comes from love, people are apt to do things they wouldn't normally do, and that's fine. but they have to control themselves. They may begin doing things that they may think are good and true and will get them closer to Hashem, but in reality, they may be the opposite. Love causes people sometimes not to think straight, to do things against Hashem's wishes. When it comes to Dveikus out of love specifically, not out of fear, but out of love, Hashem has to say, cling to Talmidei Chachamim. And this is what Rashi says and the Gemara says. Listen to what they say. Take advice from them. Don't do whatever comes to mind because you think it's a good idea, but ask people who know more than you. Follow people who are wiser than you. Ask them. Get advice from them, guidance from them, and in that way you will cling to God as much as possible and not let your love take you in a different direction. Chas v'shalom. Have an amazing day. Shabbat shalom, everyone.